Hey friends, this is Alexandria for your daily Nerd Devo. I recently discovered that one of the world's most famous artists actually did not set out to become an artist. Vincent Van Gogh, while he was influenced by creativity and art from a young age, was actually inspired and passionate about becoming a minister of the gospel. He's noted as telling his father in a letter that in our family, which is a Christian family in the full sense of the term, there has always been, as far as one can tell, someone from generation to generation who was a preacher of the gospel. This was foundational for him. This was something that he pursued and aspired to, and in fact, as an adult, he became a missionary. He took a position in a church in Belgium, but in 1879, he was expelled from his place in the church. He was told that his speech wasn't eloquent enough, and I can imagine that was pretty devastating for him. It was something that he aspired to from a young age, and he was told that he didn't quite have what it took to convey the gospel in a sense that was particular to what they desired. That really had to have been disappointing for him. But this was a pivotal point in his life. It was an opportunity for him to discover and pursue what we know him as today. This incredible artist who was able to convey stories and emotion through artwork that his words couldn't quite convey. And I think of in my own life, there have been so many seasons and times where I thought I was going to do one thing or another and it didn't work out. I was told no, or the doors didn't open the way that I thought they were going to. And they are disappointing. Those moments and those seasons are hard to navigate and walk through. But I'm encouraged by Proverbs, which reminds us that the heart of a man may make his plans, but the Lord determines his steps. I had plans for my life when I became a Christian. If you had asked me 7.5 years ago where I would be today, I would have confidently told you that I was going to be a missionary to the Middle East, ministering to Muslim women, revealing the mystery of the gospel to them that they might be saved. But I currently live in Tampa Bay, Florida, and I couldn't be more glad. I love where I'm at now, and although seasons of disappointment have come and gone, I know that the Lord has ordered each one of the steps that I have taken, and He will continue to do that because He's so faithful. So even in these areas where I do feel disappointed, I can trust that God has something greater. He'll take all of these things that were really challenging for me to navigate through and work them all together for my good and for His glory. This is something that we can rely on in the Lord. And just like Vincent Van Gogh, although it was something that he aspired to become a minister of the gospel, well-intended, I'm sure, the Lord had something better for him. The world would have never discovered or seen his creative genius if he had continued to pursue his own desires rather than God's plan for him. So friends, I want you to ask yourself, what areas in my life have I felt disappointed because something didn't work out? And as you consider each of these things, ask the Lord, what are you going to do with this disappointment? And what doors do you want to open for me? You could even pray this prayer. God, I trust that you'll work this out for me, and that as I follow you and pursue you wholeheartedly, you'll lead me into all of the things that you have planned for me. I hope this is an encouragement for you, because I know that in my own life, I have found such joy in discovering the plans that God has laid out before me. And as I pursue Him, I discover more of who He has created me to be. Friends, this is a great day to ask the Lord to take your disappointment and turn it into something amazing. Well, that's all the time we have for today. But if you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook small group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Alexandria for your daily Nerd Devo. And until next time, so long and thanks for all the fish.